The case surrounding the 2009 termination for misconduct of former Park City police officer Michael Fierro was upheld by an appeals board in 2010. But now that board's decision has been overturned by the Utah Court of Appeals, and Park City Municipal must make restitution. The Employee Transfer and Discharge Appeals Board that reviewed Fierro's case held up the original justification for Fierro's termination, which the city deemed a misuse of credentials, using his status as a police officer to gain access to a jailed suspect and receive special accommodation. Fierro, who also served in a lay leadership position in the LDS Church, asked for access to a suspect being held at the Summit County Jail on child sex abuse charges. That suspect was a member of Fierro's church. In arranging his jailhouse visit, Fierro called the Summit County Jail commander, requesting to visit the suspect, who was jailed and having difficulty. During that visit, Fierro was given additional accommodations, such as after-hours access, entry through a door used typically only by police officers, and the use of the private visitation room. The city found grounds for termination, asserting that Fierro was using his police credentials to gain access as a clergyman. The appeals board further supported the city's cause for termination after finding that Fierro did not disclose to the jail commander of the purpose of his visit, nor did he say he was coming as a clergyman. Fierro took his case to the State Court of Appeals under the jurisdiction of Judge Gregory Orme. The higher court found that the appeals board did not show sufficient evidence to support its findings, claiming that Fierro lied about the reason for his visit and misused his police credentials, therefore throwing out the appeals board decision to uphold the termination now 5 years later. The state appeals court questions the municipal appeals board decision as capricious and arbitrary, and therefore, it says, constitutes an abuse of its discretion. Assistant City Attorney Tom Daly said since this ruling at the end of March, the city has been negotiating with Fierro to determine a course of action. He says Fierro won't be reinstated as an officer and restitution will be negotiated.
We're not going to reinstate him. That's management's decision. And then so from there, it's just a straightforward damage negotiation as it would be in any employment termination case.
Restitution, says Daly, depends on the employment history since termination. In the case of Fierro, his certification to be a police officer expired in 2011 and has not been renewed. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.